by the small ois gimel of the Ein Mishpat. Sandal shel sayodim tomei medras. Rashi yetzet pshat, sandal shel sayodim, let us again see the Rashi, moichei sid, shemis askim boi, noyeli noisai, when the oisik with the sid, so they put it on, vishal eitzu, ibnei shasid, seirif es hoyer, they wouldn't wear normal shoes, so they put on the sandal shel eitz. According to the second pshat of Rashi, it's a sandal of kash. So Rabbi Kiva says, tomei medras. It's one of the halachas he says about the sandal, tomei medras. So the Gemara asks, akasha holav lehilucha ovdi. It is not used for hiluch. Omar Rav Ache bar Rav Ule shekein hasayid metayil boy ad shemegiyah lebeisoy. Now let us see exactly what this means. So Rashi doesn't say anything. So let us go to Tosfos. V'holav lehilucha ovid. Hiksha Rav Rabbi Elezer mimitz l'rashbe, the Rashbam they bring down, my porich, v'loi mishas melachtai hu mahalach boy. U'lekach hu nase. This is made to be used when you're oisik with the seed. So what shad v'olav lehilucha ovid? It's not oimid to walk with. V'tiritz loy. So the Rashbam disagreed with Rashi's pshat. The sandal shall sidon lav linel osi. It's not made at all to wear. Ela echod mikli umnosei shall sayodinu. This is one of the kalim that a plasterer uses. V'osi ki ein sandal. It looks something like a sandal, and he used to smear plaster with it. He says there was a handle and a broad bottom, and it was used to plaster objects, but you could stick your foot in also. Sometimes he puts that on also. And the Gemara says this is sufficient. Sometimes he puts it on and he wears it for some reason or other, so this is sufficient that it should be metame to mismedras. He says, Wizicha, but the whole sugi will be speaking about tumas medras. Wizicha speaking about that there was a tumas medras. That means his full weight was on it. Well, in order to be tummy to mismedras, it has to be something that's also ilakar. So the Gemara says, this metayol, since sometimes this occurs, this also is one of the shimushim of this sandal, and so therefore, it's called ovid lahochi also. Veri pirish hoyil ve'enei osi klal l'ne'ile rak lishmer min olav shlo yisrefu besit. From the Ri, it seems the Ri is chaylik on Rashi. The lashon of Rashi, it would seem, he doesn't wear shoes. Shemis askim boy noyelin oisai. You wear this sandal shel sayodim because you can't wear shoes. Shoes will get ruined from the sit. From the Ri, it would seem these are like rubbers. That means he doesn't take off the shoes. V'ri perish hoyl vein osi klal lini ile. Rak lishmer minolov shayil yisrafu besit lav lehilucha ovid. So this isn't considered lehiluch. That means he's wearing his shoes and these are protecting the shoes. So this is not called ovid lehiluch. This is ovid lishmer as minolov. Umikol mokim mishani loy shekein hasayit. So exactly what is pshat in the teretz? I think that there's a machlekes harishayim to explain the teretz. The Rashba brings down the Ri's teretz, and when he says brings down the Gemara, shekein li'itoisai erev hasayid metayel boyat shemegiyele beisai. In the evening, the sayid is metayel boyat shemegiyele beisai. So I think the Rashba means that is true. Kol zman, he's working in the sid, So the whole purpose of these rubbers are to protect his shoes. So Mamela, that's not called lehiluch of it. But sometimes after he finished working, why doesn't he take it off? Why does he walk home with it? So Mamela, that alone, that litoisi erev, he continues wearing them, and then there's no necessity to protect the shoes, and he still wears it, so this is called lehiluch of it. I think this is pshat in the Rashba. The Ritva says, "Klo pomim she'ein loy manol v'noy loy soy ad bay soy b'mokim in olim gemurim." The Ritva says sometimes these are worn. So that alone gives it a shame, kli that's meyuchad l'tumas medras. V'im yesh loy beis kibul ksisin tomei. Now, we had learned that this kav that was put on the regal of the kiteya. So it says as follows: Im yesh loy beis kibul ksisim. If there is an indentation in this kav, not only to put roish shoykoi in it, to put his ankle in it, but there's place there to cushion the ankle, is tume. So then this kav is mekabel tume. Before we go further, let us just refresh our memories that it seems to be a three-way machloikis what this kav shel kiteya is. Taisvis loin pshat and rashi, we are speaking about a kiteya, that 1 foot, that means from the ankle down is cut off, and he sticks his the rei shayka, he sticks into this kav. So this is the second foot. That is how Taisvis learned, and Taisvis did not understand, according to Rashi's Pshat, how it is possible that it should fall off his foot and walk without it. Poshet, he's walking with this calf. This was Taisvis Pshat. The Ri says that theoretically he's supporting himself with crutches. And he's wearing this kav also, but his main support is on the crutches, so therefore it is possible that this kav should fall off and he should carry it. It's possible to continue walking, even though the kav is not on his foot. The Rabbeinu Peiris learned a third pshat, that he's walking with 1 foot in a brace, a support on the second foot, and his shaykh is bent over. The calf of the foot is bent over, and there is a type of this calf is a type of a shoe that is over the regal, that is in the v'mokim ha-regal that was cut off. And according to the Rabbeinu Peiris, it's very easy to understand how it could fall off and he can continue walking, because he's not supporting himself at all with the second regal, he's supporting himself with the brace. These are the three pshatim in the kav of the kiteya. Now, it says in the Mishnah, if it has a base kibbul of ksisim, it is tomei. Omar Abaye, tomei tumas meis. The only tumah that this kav is mekabel is tumas meis. That means tumas mage. If something will touch it, a meis, a sheret, it will be mekabel tumah. The ain tomei medres, but it is not tomei tumas medres. If this kiteya is azov, it will not become tomei tumas medres. Now let us see Rashi. The ain tomei medres, the loy mistamach alay, because he does not exert pressure, he does not lean on this calf. Tumas medres means that the weight of the goof is resting on something. Then that's called tumas medres. The loy mistamach alay, but he does not lean on this on the calf. Therefore, it is not mekabel tume. So be'emes, and according to the Marsho and the Samachayim at Bay, he says, according to Rashi, it's very difficult to understand. If he's not walking with crutches, how is it possible to say? How Taisvis understood Rashi is going without crutches. So the Marsha is, according to Abaye, how could he go without crutches and not exert pressure and lean on this foot? He's walking with 2 feet. That's a problem. Unless Rashi also learns like Tosfos that he's walking with crutches. But Al Kaponim, this is a problem according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, if there are crutches, it's Gevaldigut, Sofakel. The main pressure of his body, the main weight of the body is exerted on the crutches. The loy mistamachalai. Period. So therefore, it is not miyuchid liyeshiva or letumas medres. Now Rashi is a kasha, why is Abaye speaking about tomei tumas meis? Who are then lachol tumas maga? It is not, there's no difference between tumas meis and tumas maga. It means any tumas maga. Elo mishum da'oma. Ein tomei medre shuava tume. Now Abaye wants to differentiate that it cannot become an ava tume through Tumas Medres. It can only become an Avatum through Tumas Meis. That's the only way it can become an Avatum. Look at Nami Tumas Meis. V'hochi koma. Nas Avatum al yedei Meis. Through a Meis, it could become an Avatum. The Kliyeit sheyesh loy beis kibbalu. This is a Kliyeit that has a beis kibbalu because there is a groove inside of this calf that you could put cushioning there. So it's a kliyeit sheyesh loy beis kibbalu. Umekabel kol tumas mage. So it's mekabel tumas mage. Va'oyel va'yidei kol atumas unasa rishen. Va'yidei meis shehu avi avoisa tumen nasa ovatum. Ve'ein nasa ovatum ayidei medres. The kasova lav l'smicha avidi. It is not made to lean on, to rest on. Elo letachshit. It does not have it's the only purpose is a tachshit. Even though I think the Marsha's Meirer over here, the Rav Yossi says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, the lav tachshit too. So this, in Lugabi Shabbos, it doesn't have a Torah's tachshit. Lugabi, here it means, for what we're saying over here, it's not lesmich elo letachshit. But it's not a tachshit which one is permitted to go out on Shabbos. But Imrim loy amoid v'nase melachteinu. This lashon of Rashi ledavoini I don't understand. We heard already this lashon on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. And Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, we had one of the yesoidis of Tumas Medres is as follows, that it has to be miyuchid li yeshiva, asher yeshev olav hazot. That doesn't say Asher Yoshav Olav Azov, that is past history. Now Asher Yeshev, the Keli is Oymed Li Yeshiva, Lafuki, that if he took a saw, which is Miyuchit to measure, and he turned the saw upside down and he sat on it, so Memelet is not Mekabel Tumet, because it's not Miyuchit Li Yeshiva. Yotza Zesha Oymrim Loi Amoyd V'Nase Melachteinu. That means even though for you it's very convenient to sit on, but Rabbi, this was not made for this purpose. So the Amoyd V'Nase Melachteinu is to show it's not Miyuchid Li Yeshiva. Here, this Kav shows off, there's no other thing that it's used for. No, its use is not a use of that means the Zov doesn't use it for Smicha. So the Lashon Va'aymer Le'amoid V'Nase Melachteinu, which it would seem that it is Oymed for a different Shimush, I mean, we're speaking about the Shimush of Hiluch. The Shail is, in this Shimush of Hiluch, does he exert pressure on this Kav, or doesn't he exert pressure? But there's no, what he does, he does. The Shail is, how do we consider it? Is this considered Miyuchad Li Yeshiva? Whatever he does, he does. But there's no other thing that's astira to what he's doing. So therefore, the lotion of Amoyd V'Nase Melachteinu, I don't understand. But Al Kaponim, B'Iker Rashi means to say it is not Miyuchad Li Yeshiva. It's not Miyuchad Li Yeshiva, it's not Miyuchad Li Medres. So Memel, it's not Mekabel Tumas Medres. So Afilu, he was Azov, and he exerted all his pressure on it, but this is a keli that is not aimed for this. So it only has a Teiris based kibble, legabi tumas mage, but it does not have a Teiris keli lekabel tumas medras. Rava oma af tomei medras. Rava says it is tomei medras. Yeah. It is Tomei Medris. We'll see later that Rava holds that it is Oymed L'Smicha. That means the amount of Smicha which exists on this Kav, that's called Oymed L'Smicha. Mino Aminelo. How do I know that this is also called Oymed L'Smicha? This Nan, Egla Shel Cotton, Agola Shel Cotton, Tmeya Medris. We have a agola, a small wagon of a cotton, is Tmeya Medris. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, agola shel cotton litzachik bo, it is made, he plays with it, ulitautaloy oleho, and sometimes you stick him into this wagon and you carry him. Seems, but that's not the only use of it, that's one of the shimushim. You stick him into the wagon and you pull him. But he does his other shimushim also. Temeya medres, hoyil upa'omim, sheyoyshiv oleh. That means it is not, is not the ikar shimush. But it is a shimush which is sometimes used for this agola. So memele, so you see, pomim, also gives it a shame miyuchad li yeshiva. Doesn't have to be all the time. A lot of times he's playing with it. He doesn't sit in the wagon. For hanami zimnim b'mistamech alei. Zimnim is enough. That means that's one of the shimushim of the kav that you exert pressure on it. You walk with it. It's memele, so it's also mekabel tumis medras. Let us see two tesis. Rava Omar Av Tomei Tumas Medrash. Peirish or Av Peiris. Hodoloi Ktoni Bereshe de Masnissen. Vim Yeshloi Beis Kibul Ksisim Tomei Medrash. Gide Ktoni Beseife. So the Av Peiris is a Mordike Kasha on Rava. He says, the Mishnah speaks about a few cases. About this Kav, Vim Yeshloi Beis Kibul Ksisim Tomei. Doesn't mention what kind of a Tumei. Now, the next line, smuchoi shaloi, these are knee pads that a kiteya who crawls on his feet wears, tmei medres. Here it says, this is tmei medres. So, mamish, you're talking about the base kibbutz sisim, and it's also tmei medres leitrove. And here it just says tmei. So, the chayretz amiridike diyuk, that's a raya tabaye. The base kibbutz sisim is only mekabel tumis mage. And smuchis is tmei medres. That's the rapiris is kasha. Because it would be misleading. So I would be medayik like this. If there's a beis kibul ksisim, then it's metame medras. Avulim ein loy beis kibul, toyer mina medras. Then it's not mikabul tumis medras. Avul tomei tumis meis. But loyi. Dobshutik liyetsu. If it doesn't have beis ksisim, it is not mikabul any tumis. So if it would say Tomei Tumas Medras is a psadiyuk, about nishdos al kaponim it's Tomei Tumas Meis. Lachi Tani Tomei Stome, that if it has a base kibble, then it is Tomei, period. The Bechiai Gavne, Tomei. What kind of Tomei? All Tumas, Tumas Medras. Ha ain't like base kibble, ksisim, toil le gamri. Vim Toima, fektach toisves, lomali base kibble, ksisim. If Rava holds mistamech olei, that he leans on it, he exerts pressure on this calf, typically the chola tomei medres, tomei tumei meis, you don't even need a base kibble. As long as it's tomei tumes medres, they have a klaus of it's tomei tumes medres, automatically, even though it doesn't have the tnoim of tumes mage, it is metame tumes meis also. So why do you need this base ksisim? Base kibble for ksisim? Yes, leim in the base kibbutz ksisim oisin oisay roil medres. That means he will only exert pressure if it is cushioned. If it is not cushioned, he'll never exert pressure on it. So memele, that's why you need this base kibbutz ksisim in order to become a kabel to mis medres. Agola shel cotton perish akuntres agola shel cotton yoishivela v'loy nire im kemei kamashmelon pshite. This is a chiddush. The ein lecha miyuchid lemedres godlo mizeh. This is mamish miyuchid lemedres. The pomim that Rashi stuck in Taisis didn't like. Lekach nirali dahainu agola shayse lekotten lehislamid lahalech. A walker. Taisis in Beya says it's speaking about that he had three wheels, and the cotton when he starts to walk, he he leans on this. Tamei medres the nishan oleho. And it would seem, so what is the poemim over here? Because it seems not all the time does he lean on it. I mean, he only uses this to, for security, which is not leaning. We'll see in a minute. This is not called leaning. He uses, but sometimes when he loses balance, he leans on it. So that's only a shimush of leaning on it, lefamim. And that's mistama the same thing by this kiteya also. Mistama most of the time, if he's going with his crutches according to Tyson, which is the best pshat, or according to Rav Peiris, when he sits sometimes, he exerts pressure, and most of the time he doesn't use it. There are certain instances when this is used to lean upon, this whole goof. So memeila, is that called miyuchedli yeshiva also or not? So memeila, so Rava said, agola shel kotn yechiyach. Most of the time he doesn't rest on it and lean on it. So it's not called tumas medras. Only he holds it for security, but there are times when he leans on it, so memeila, stomach to me medras. Omer abayim eno amin elo, that such a mistamech does not mean tumas medras. Does not make tumas medras. The sanya, we learned, makol shazakainim. A makol, that's a cane that zakainim use, toyel miklum, it is not mekabel any tum. It is not mekabel tumas mage, because it's pshutekli yates. It's not mekabel tumas medras, because it's also most of the time he doesn't lean on it. So even though sometimes he leans on it, that does not make it miyuchid lemedras. The rove hosom litrutse sugya avide. No, their tak, it's only used for security purposes. Not lesmiches kol gufe. A cane is not made to lean on. Hoche lismechi laviyu davide v'somech alei. This is tak, it made this kav. There is a purpose of smiche and yisaymech, so therefore it's mekabel to mesmedos. Let us see Rashi. Toyer miklum, loy medres, loy shar tume. Loy mitame medres, mishim dalav lesmiche obit. Sha'al ragloi mahalach. He's supporting himself on his, he's standing on his own 2 feet. V'av al gav de mistamech olei leprokim. Sometimes he leans on the cane also. But that's nothing. That does not make it miyuchad lemedres. V'sha'al tomenami loi de pshutik liyetzo. Alme. V'av al gav de zimnin de mistamech olei. There are times when one does lean on a cane. Hoyil ve'iker asi yosei eino lekach. Ain't not tamei medras, that's not tamei medras. But ain't loima, you can't say from there it's no rai mishum de poshutu, because this is pshute kliyeitz, therefore ye toil mi medras. Le huskere pshute kliyeitz, elo le tumes mago vo oil, de tamei mishum diskes le shaku. Kabi meisa shrotchem ave yakeshe, but by tumes medras there is no such halacha whatsoever that you need tumas. They need a base kibble. So Rav answered, no, there it's worse than kav shel kitei. The truth say sugi l'sakim psiyosov. There he wants to improve his steps. V'lis kaif koyme, he wants to help himself straighten up. Neishe raglov, v'shoik avroisesois, they're a little wobbly. V'loilis michas kol gufoi. But there he does not want to lean his whole weight on this cane, so therefore a cane is not tamei tumas medras. Now we had in the Mishnah the next case, we had in the Mishnah smuchai shaloi, and this is speaking about, we're talking about the third case. Kisei usmuchai shaloi tmei medras, ben yaitzim ben b'shabes ben nichnosim behem bazor. So this is speaking about Nebuch HaKiteya, that cannot even crawl. He sits on a small kisei, then he pushes himself with 2 safolim in his hands, and his feet stick over the kisei. And there are smuchais, which are attached to the end of his feet. And when he moves, he puts pressure on his feet also. So these smuches, tmei medres, ben yaitzim ben b'shabes, Rashi says they might fall off. He bought another pshat, maybe there's no use in them. And, ben nichnosim behem bazor. Sagt der Gemara, Tmei Medris, wenn Jaitzen beim Bishabes, wenn Nichnossen beim Lazar. Toni Tane kamei der Rab Yechanen, Nichnossen beim Lazar. That no, you'll have to go into the Zohar with them, since he doesn't walk behind you, so Nichnossen. Amalei, Ani, Shoyne, I learned that this Muchis Isha Chilatzes boy, so there's a Teiris Mano, that for it's the good enough of Chalitza, Vat Amrit Nichnossen, Hakevet Bi. It says in the Mishneh, Leichnes Adam Lahara Bais Bimanoloi. So if it has a Teiris Manol, Legabi Dini Dereis, Legabi Chalitze, Avadi Gewiss, it has a Din Manol, Legabi the Yisr of Levishas Manol and the Azore. Tani, so you should learn, you should be Geiris in the Bereise, Ein Nichnosim Bem Lazor. Zagt Rashi, Ani Shaini Isha Chaylaetzes Bem. Alme Nal Karine Bem. So Tzicha Osan the Azore. Luktemin Tahire. Now what is this? So we hear two halachas. Luktamin is tahoire. It's not mekabel tume at all. Ve'en yaitzin behem, and one is not permitted to wear their Shabbos. So Rashi says, Rashi in the Mishnah learns, luktamin is a talmask, it's a mask. Nasan l'schoik l'havas tenoikis, it's used to scare children. It is toir melekabel tume, it's not a kli tashmish, it's not a tachshit. So therefore it's not a kabul tum and it's a masri mistam, it's not a malbish and a tashid legabi shabbos. My luktamin, so we have here a three-way machlokes. Omar Rababo, chamra da achve. Chamra da achve, so Rashi says, chamir haniso biksofayim. That they used to have something that was the form, the Miri explains that he had a form of a chamoyer, and he stuck his head in the middle of the chamoyer, it rested on his shoulders, so that means in front of him there was a head of a chamoyer, draped over him, and in back of him was the tail, and his head stuck out in the middle, and v'nireh kemi sheroichev olav, and if you looked at it, it would seem that he's riding on the chamoyer, b'kemeinu nikre ardefise. So that's luktamin. Chamre v'yachve. Rove bar popa oma kshiri. Now kshiri are stilts. Zot Rashi. Shema halchim behem b'mokim tit. So v'koshali. Nehei de tahoyre mi tumes mage de pshuti kli eitzni. No, tak et namekabel tumes mage. Aber mina medris lama tahoyre, why isn't the kabel tumis medris? His whole weight is exerted on these stilts. So memela, why isn't the kabel tumis medris? Very interesting. This is a rare occurrence. Rashi brings down a gemara, nes sakash, and vaytik gangen. Let us see Taisvis. Kishuri, perish akuntres at ashketash, which is stilts. Vehikshe bekuntres, that should be kabel tumis medris. V'ritir et tekivin she'einam asuyim, elo lo leches derech havore betit, einei tomei medres. That is also not called tumes medres. That means this is a zeitweilige, that means in a matzev, you're faced with a puddle of mud, so you put this on, but this is not oymed lehiluch, this is not Derech Havore Ba'omu, that's not called Oymed Lehiloch. It's not called Miyuchid Lehiloch. Ein Eitom Ein Medres. Uba Orech Perish, De Kishuri Hainu Ashketza Sho'isem Alitzonim. This is not the stilts that a person uses to get over a muddy area. This is what the clowns use. Vehein Givoyim Yoy. They only perform with them. They don't walk with them. It's not called Ovid Lehiloch. It has to be Ovid Lehiloch. Al Kaponim, this is not called Avid Lehiloch. Zog to Mishnah Baita. Oh no, Rove Baravuna Oma Palmi. So Rashi says, Palmuse, a mask, an iksheres ala palzuf, lahavis abonim ktanim. So these are the three pshotim. Zogt der Mishnah, Habonim Yoitzim B'Kishorim. The Bonim are permitted to go out with Kishorim. What is Kishorim? Zogt Rashi, Meforish B'Gmor. So nothing but to worry about till we learn the Gemara. Ubnei Malachim bezugim. The Bnei Malachim are permitted to go out with bells. Ishkalite shalzov lenoi. These are bells which are attached to their begodim. And then the Mishnah continues, v'chol odom. Everyone is permitted to wear bells. Elashadibru chachamim bahoyv. Exactly what this means we'll see at the end of the sugya. Zakti Gemara, my kshore. What is ksharim? What is this thing ksharim? Omar Adamori. So Rashi says Adamori kach shmoy. Omar Rav Nachman bar Baruch. Omar Rav Ashi bar Oved. Omar Rav Yehuda. Kshurei peyem. Poyem. So this is a certain type of a asef. Koishrin Rashi says bikshorim. Beitayit. Vitoilin betzavo. Exactly for what choyli this helps, I don't know, but this was a kameya of sharoshim. This is the kameya of psukim of shemesh, and this is a kameya of herbs. And you'll have to wear it on Shabbos. Like a tachshit, a kameya mumche. Omar Abaye, Omri li aim, we have a lot of members of Abaye, but either his mother or his meinekes told him. Tloso, there are three types of ksharim, which mukmi. Mukmi means they bring to a standstill the machle. The machle should not progress. But it works, it doesn't progress. Chamisha, there are another five types of ksharim. Masu, which tak is merape the machle. In shive, there's a seven types. That afilu l'kshofim malah. That it even works connected kshofim. If kshofim, Chazal tell us, makhishim pamalya shal mailo, kshofim agavaldike koyach of kshofim, and these, there are seven types that works connected kshofim. Let us see Rashi. Mukmi ma'amidin acholim shalo yigdol. It should not progress. Hey kshorim, masu misrapim. The merapim the machle. And thus is, and there's another seven which help connect kshof. Oma ravacha bayakev. But all these ksharim that help, there are a few conditions when they work. And if something happened, it doesn't work anymore. Number one, v'hudo lechazi leishimshe, never was exposed to the sun. V'siyero, never was exposed to the moon. Lechazi mitre, never saw any rain. Never heard a coil of a clang of iron. The kal tanagilta. The kal the coil of a tanagil. The kal nigger never even heard the coil of steps. But if it has all these combinations, meiridik. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak nafal puta bebire, but the whole repulkim and the reingefallen in a boil. Where can you find such a person who is not exposed to all these elements that the refuah should work? Zogt Rashi, Nagri psis, nofal puta bebira, nofal refuah sapua bebira. Dein odom nizra b'chol eila. You don't have a person that is not exposed to any one of these things. Samameila, it's a theoretical refuah. Abalamais is nishta vostaret. Rekti Gemara, if we assume that ksharim are the fuas, ma'ir yebonim. So why do you say habonim yoitzim? Afil abonis nami. Bonis can also. Ma'ir yektanim, bonim, afil agdoilim nami. Everyone, it's a refuah. It's a din of a kameya mumche. So memeila, everyone's permitted to wear it. So memeila, so that's a raya, that is not pshat in ksharim. That's a drasha, big mora meforish my ksharim. Elo mai kshorim. Ki ho do omar ovin barune omar rav chome bar gurye. Ben, you have a son. She yesh loi gaguyim al ovit. That he's tremendously attached to his father. Noito ritsue mimanel shal yamin vekoy shaloi bismoyloi. So memela, this is the kshorim. Gaguin. Let's see Rashi. Ma'ir yebonim l'Rav Yehuda pochi. Kishurim demasis l'refuas choylinino. Ma'ir yebon. So the Gemara says Gaguin. He's magageya olof. This is, he's extremely attached to the father. Refu ezulai shaykh ben akevis, she'ein ha'ov mechavavin kol kach mitchilosom, she'e migagin olo. That means that we're talking about small children, so it seems the teva ha'ov, it's a two-way street. So these gaguim, this tremendous attachment that the child has to the father, is only because the father is moiradik mechav of the child. By daughters we don't find this. So mamela, so it's miyuchet to bonim. By bonim we can find it. Tells Zachfor after 9 girls he had a son, moiradik. So mamela, so he was mechav of the son. So the son is a tremendous attachment, a love to the father. So Memele is a Teidachnish. This can be dangerous. It can get very depressed, the child, that the father goes away. So Memele, daf mentrachna refuah. So what is the refuah? The refuah is, this is a skula, that he takes off neitel ritzua mimanu shel yamin. He takes off the ritzua from his right shoe. V'koyshaloi bismoyloi. Koyshaloi bismoyloi. And he ties it either to the left shoulder or the left shoe, the left shoulder, the left shoe of the son. Now, kaponim, this is a skula that deadens the gagui. Omar Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok, v'simonech. If you want to remember which shoe, in which shoulder, tefillin. So remember tefillin. There was a chayin chazer in dos, remember tefillin. You take from the right and you put on the left. Sheyad yamini kashrosil ismailoi. Zesim and legilsa. This is the chazer sachayin. So you put it, you take the ritzue shalmano. Kert, we mentioned a few days ago from Rabbi Kivege how he brings down that the whole inyan, you magdim the inyan ritzue is so smile because the schuch now, this week said Ritaka, the Sluch Nada was eichet to the Ritzui Shal Tfilin. So just like you mekasher, but Biyodei Ayimon is the Ritzui Al Shmuel, so you take the Ritzui Shal Manu Yamin, and you mekasher it Al Shmuel. The Chilufa, but if you're going to do Fakert, you're going to take the Ritzui Shal Shmuel, and you're going to put it Al Zroya Yaminoi, that's dangerous. Shemegageya yoyser midai. This is mamisha sakon. When Achmanel says absolutely different shot, then sheyesh legalguin al ovid, yesh misha oimrin kikshe yigdal, al ovid, yesh misha kikshe yigdal, otsev haben bemises ovid, if he's very depressed when the father died, This will comfort him. You take the sruchanal and like this after the karadavue, he becomes, feels mekusher noch zum tat. So that is Pshat and Kishon. Amar Ovin Bar Hune, Amar Avchomer Bar Gurye, Schufei Kaso Atiburi Bishabato Shapir Domi. Schufei Kaso. What is this Schufei Kaso? So Rashi says, Kois Sheyesh Boy Hevel. A kois that had steam in it, kigoin. It was full kigoin, she'iru mimenu mayim chamin. It was full with hot water. And you spilled out the hot water. V'koifeyu ala tibo, l'mi shechosh b'meyot. And now you bend it over on the table, on the navel, l'mi shechosh b'meyot. Seems it has a vacuum effect, a suction effect, and you're able to control the ma'ayim, umayshivam bim kaimon. Schufi kasa tibure b'shabbat shapir dom. Shulchan Aruch, it says, we had a kire, we had a, we spoke there as a machlikis, Rashi and Tosfos, a keli sheyesh by mayim chamim to put on the stomach. So Rashi says it's also might spill out. So according to Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah says if you'll have hot water, container that holds hot water that's sealed tightly, you'd be allowed to do it. And warmer. And Taisa says it's also als refuah, als gzeirah von shchikah samamonim. So why over here isn't it also als shchikah samamonim? So the Mechaber brings down from the Lashon HaRambam that this refuah, it seems they adjusted the B'nai Ma'ayim. That was the refuah. They were moving somehow the B'nai Ma'ayim. And this is no medical refuah. There's no samamonim. There's no medicine that can do it. So Memele, the only gzeira of shrike samamonim was refuah. That means if this can be done through a medicine also, so Chazal wa geisa, maybe he's going to make a medicine in Shabbat. But if you can't do this with a medicine, this is the only way it can be done, so there was no gzeira. Such a refuah you're allowed to make in Shabbos also. That's what the Rambam says. It's very interesting in the Chidushei Haran, he says to other terutzim. One terutz he says it's a choyli sheyesh by sakone, so there's nothing to talk about. In Nami, it's very interesting to say such a thing. I mean, the Gemara speaks about the allowed to make the refuah. The Gemara should have said that the machlis is a choyli sheyesh by sakone. Inami, he says a second teretz, she'eino refuah nikeres lakel. People don't realize that this is a refuah. V'loiv ha'po'omim eino moil. Most of the times it doesn't work. V'loiv gazrina. So memele, I don't know what he means to say v'loiv ha'po'omim eino moil, if he means to say that's why it's not a refuah nikeres, or this is another tzad leheta. That the only asset pulus refuah, if there's al kaponim, it's a 60% chance that it'll work. But if it won't work, there's only a 10% chance that it'll work. So memele b'chladi won't geyzer al refuah, because in Yisod it does, since medically it doesn't have a hilchus refuah, it's not that there's only a miut pomin that it'll work, so it doesn't go into the gzeir of refuah. About kaponim, the rishonim shtelen zich, why this does not go into the gzeir. Ba'omar ovin bar hune, omar rab chame bar gurye. Mutar losoich shemen umelach b'shabes. The person, le'aleinu, became shikir, and he wants to become sober, so there's an eitzah to take, mix shemen and salt, oil and salt, and you should smear it on the palms of the hands and the feet. It does wonders. We'll see this alachash also to say. Ki ho de rav hune mi bei rav, ve rav mi bei rav chie, ve rav chie mi bei rebi. Ki have mifsimi, and they became high, maisi, mishche, milche, so they used to bring mishche, milche, vishayfilu, vyosayu, didayu, diyodayu, the palms of the hand, gevaiso, the karai. Let us see Rashi. It's very difficult to understand exactly why what the occasion was they got shikha. But let us see Rashi. The Ra'ul Shabbos. The Ravune mi beira, sho yebo mi beira, shehu raboy. Vechein rab mi beira priye, verab priye mi beirebi. Mevas mi shikurim. Sho hoyu mashkin es a talmidim. Matkut onke trunken de talmidim. The Elu, Mibnei, Shechshuvim, Eino, Yeslam, Dovel, Hofikas, Yeino. It's very interesting. The Nat Chshuvim, Gimlib, Mishikha, but the Chshuvim, it was, wasn't Lefik Poidom. So for them, they brought this Refuah. Again, exactly why this was done, basically. But Omri, and then there was a Lachash, that was said. Ki Heichi, Ditzil, Ha, Mishcha, Just like the tzayil, Rashi says, Allah tzayil Rashi will give yaisa di yodayu, toichi yedayim dahinu kaf, the palms of the hand. The tzayil, sha'oilech v'naset solu, kol shah, it's getting clearer and clearer. The shaman, mach, that's called mechayim habosa, from the heat of the body, so it's getting clearer. So kehechi, this is the lachash. Kehechi de tzayil ho mishcha leitzel chamre de planye bal palnise. So it should also, when a person is shikya, things are very cloudy, vague. So the ma'isa, that is the lachash. That just like the shemen is becoming clear, leitzel chamre de planye bal palnise. They mentioned him in the mother's name. V'iloi. What if you don't have Shemin and Melech? Maisi Shia de Dana. Magoifes HaChovis. So they brought the stopper of the Chovis. Shia de Dana. V'shogilei b'maye. V'omar ki heiched de leitzel ha'sheye leitzel chamre de planye bal panise. What does Rashi say? Magoifes HaChovis. The tzil ha'isheya machmas ha'mayim. One of the Rishonim say, it gets clear in the stomach because the wine drains out of it. One of the Rishonim say that they didn't have shemen and melach, they used to smear this soaking magoifes, Rav Chama bar Gurya. Muta lechanek b'shabes. So what does Rashi say? What is this lechanek? Lechanek. Mi she nifrike chulye shal mafrekes tzavoroi. Oi noflo loi ola sagorin v'noifol begroinoi. Toilen oisoi beroishe she tzavoroi nifshat v'doime lachanike. Al kaponim, he hangs or he stretches his head. This al kaponim is merape. These two matzovim of either nifrika chulye or nofal olas hagolim, nofal begroin. Vama ovin baruna maravchoma baguya. Lefufi yinuke bishabato shapir dom. What is this? Lefufi. Lekeuchai bibgodim, you wrap up a tinnik in begodim. V'koishroi b'chagure rochove, then you tie him up with a wide chagure, u'misyashvin pirkei eivorim. It seems the eivorim after the leider are not too well formed. Shein rakin v'nishmotim b'chevli ha'leider. V'koirin, and this is called, you wrap up, and this is also mutter. V'shabbat v'shapadon. Rav Pope Masni Bonin. Now we had a few memres b'shem Rav Chome Bar Gurion, and we had here two memres which were miyuchet to ktanim. One memre of Rav Chome Bar Gurion was to take the ritzue of the manul yamin and to put it on the smil. That was a dinim bonim. And we had the last halacha now lefufi yenuke b'shabbat. So Rav Pope Masni Bonim, these two halachas, which pertain to small children on Shabbos, Rav Chome Bar Gurion said, both of these halachas. Rav Zvid Masni Ben Kamaise. Ben. He's Masni Ben. Kamaise Masni Be'ovin Barhune Bahai Masni Lo Be'rabe Bar Barchone. Oma Rabbe Barbachone Lefufi Yenuke Bishabato Shapir Domi. Let us see Rashi. Masni Bonim Shtei Shmuis Da Airi Bektanim O Yishoyne Bishem Rab Ovin Barhune Mishmei De Rab Chome Bar Guyin. Then Chodesh Maite Da Airi Bekotn Masni Bishmei Tavayu Gaguinu Lefufi. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Omreli Ein. Kol Minyoni Bishma de'ime. Whenever there's a lachash that has to be said many times, and a name has to be mentioned, so the name should be Bishma de'ime. Like we had before in the lachash, Planye bar Palnisa. You mentioned the mother's name. V'chol k'tori, whenever you make a kesher, b'smolo, it is on the left side. V'omar Abaye, omri li ein, kol minyoni demeforshi k'demeforshi. The lachoshim, that if there's a mesire, agavulche, the Meiri says on all these gemores, Omrali aim, this is Baibere Shemaises. That's the Messiah. Omrali aim. This is from the Miri doesn't seem to hold from them too much. But he says the Lachoshim had a very interesting effect. He says the Hamoin Am hat gehalten von Zay. So if you hold that something will help, Rubam, he says like this, Rubam Oyum Yachsam Oysam al Shem Hanoshim. That means the Messiah Fara Aloch Lamoshe Misinai Omrliye. This is a Messiah, no, from the Noshim Sitkoni, it's Al Kaponim, but it's, that's where it is. Umitzad Shahoyu Ahamoin Ba'oisa's man Batuach Ba'oison Inyonim. They relied on these Lachoshim. Hoyotivam Mischazek. So, thinking that it'll help, if you think that it'll help, it'll take help. The nimtza mitzada helgel ezer tivi bohem. That means, that there's a lot of the refuah depends on the matzav of ruach. Ruach ish yechalkel mechaleyu. Ruach necheyo mi yisoeno. Shlaim HaMelech said this already. That the amachle can be carried through the ruach ish. So Memele, so that's how the Miri explains these lachoshim. They were mikubul and people held of them, and because of that it worked takif. So he says like this, kol minyoni, all the minyonim of the lachoshim, how many times do you have to say it? The mafoshi. So you have to see what it says, in the three times, four times, whatever it says, you have to say that. If it is not given an exact amount, aboim v'chad zimne. Then you have to say 41 times. 41 times, and then l'may say, then it does. Zok Rashi is a kol minyonim, kol lachishes, m'nei shekoif l'noisem, yesh gimel pomim, yesh yoisi, kol minyoni, these things, there's a minyan. Yeah, b'shma de'ime pleini ben pleinis. The mefarshi kol lachosh b'shvurish minyan kama pomim sheyimru v'ich poloisa. You have to say as much as it says. Ki the mefarshim koyif lam ois loy kefi minyonim. But the loy mefarshi stam v'ilosim aboim v'chad zimne. Tana rabbonon yoitzin ve'even tekume b'shabbos. One is permitted to go out ve'even tekume b'shabbos. Even shenoisis oisa noshim ubrois sheloya pilu v'koyrin lo kutana balaz. In Eretz Yisrael, this is mefusim. Others say this is a even besoich even, and there's gemachs for that. You can borrow this even, and Noshim go out with this evidence. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The one is permitted to wear. Yaitzim b'evan tekume b'shabbos. Mishum Rab Meir omru af b'mishkal evan tekume. Amir de kechidish. B'mishkal shum dovo sheshaklu kenegdo. If you'll have an evan tekume and you have something else and you'll put it on a scale and without any cheparai, this second thing weighs exactly as much as the Evan Tekume, so you can give back your Evan Tekume to the Gemach, because you have to put a down payment for it, not push it. And you can take the second thing, which has the same effects that the Evan Tekume has. Now, who is permitted to wear this? V'loi shehi pilo, not that she was once mapul, elo shemo tapul. V'loi she ibro, not that she's muberet, Ela Shema Tisaber. Shema Tisaber V'Tapil. So Memele, this is permitted. Yeah. Yeah. I can just relate a Maisa Shahoya. I know someone who had this Evan Tekume, and in Eretz Yisrael they were told to take it off the ninth month. She wanted to take it off right away the ninth month. So she was wearing it the first 2 weeks in the ninth month, and she went to the doctor. The doctor said the baby is not trapping. She took it off Friday and the baby was born Shabbos. That's a Maisa Shahoya, which I'm aware of. Al Kaponim is So this is an event kume, which one is permitted to wear. Amar Rav Yeime bar Shlemye mishmei d'abaye, v'hu de'ichavin v'iskal. Now that we said that you could be shoykel something, and if it's, it weighs the same amount, it works the same way, v'hu de'ichavin v'tokal. We skipped over some Rashi. B'mishkol shum davar sheshaklu kenegdo v'lo yishi pilu v'lo yitayim esh lo yitiru lotzis bo elu le'isha shalu lo lapel ubro sheipilu kvar uberacher v'lo yishi ibro sheyidu alo sheim uberes v'hu dichaven v'toko shenimtza ha-chefetz me'elo le'mishkol ha'evin. They found a chefetz that weighs equivalent, which is equivalent to the seven. They did not do anything to make it weigh exactly as this Evan Tkum. So if it's that, if it's Azah Hashgoche, so that is equivalent to this. Boya Bay. Mishkal de Mishkal Mai. What if you find a mishkal de mishkal? That means you find another stone that weighs as much as this stone. Does this also work, or doesn't it work? Take it. This will have to wait for the Yohanan. But Omar Rabbaye, Omro li ein. Now we have refuis for fever. Le'eshte bas yoime. Eshte bas yoima she ochastoi b'chol yoim. The fever, every day he has fever. So what is a schooler that the fever should go away? Lishko zuza chivre. One should take a zuz. Chivre should be tzorof v'chodosh. It should be pure silver. It should be a new coin. V'leza l'malchase. He should go to a place where they dry seawater, and the seawater dries out and becomes salt. Let us see Rashi. Lamalchase. Lamokim sreifas hamayim. A place where the water evaporates. Sha'oisim nigrim al sfas hayom. They make, like canals al sfas hayom. Lahamshich mayim lebreches lechovis asuyis lekach. That the water of the yam enters these pools, these makaymes, shnismalo when it gets full, soysam acharitzim, vashemesh soyref esamayim, and the shemesh evaporates the water, shemeluchim hain, it's salt water, v'nasem meloch. So you go to a place where they make salt, v'liskel maskalei milcha, you should weigh its weight of the zuza chivre with salt. Ulitzaire bechalolo de veitzavo. You should tie it. Bechalolo de veitzavo beniro balka. Bechalolo de veitzavo roi. Tachas groinoi. Kineged miftach. There's a indentation, there's a hollowness where you button your shirt. Kineged miftach echaluke. Loshen rabbeinu halevi. Nira balko litzo shel seyer. This is a chutim that is made out of seyer of behemah. So you should tie it together. You should tie it there, it seems. You should tie it there with sar of a chutim made out of a sar of a behemah. The Eloi. What if he's not near he's not near the sea? So he can't go to this milcha. Some of you need pure salt also. Let's say a precious drachem. So you go to a precious drachem. Chichazi shum shemana gamlo. You see a large ant. The dori midi. That's carrying something. He's not carrying anything tagdachnish. He's carrying something. Lishkalek. So then you have to take this ant. V'lishdaya, and you should throw him in begufsa d'nechosha. And a kone, you have like a copper pipe, yeah. A small pipe, the bow, yeah, v'lishdaya begufsa d'nechosha, that's right, a copper pipe. V'listemaya be'evre, and now you soysim the pipe with lead. V'lechasme, now over the lead you put b'shitin gushpanke. You put 60 seals over the that was sosum with lead. You put 60 seals. So Rashi says it's lavdavka. Let us see Rashi. So for Rashi says, proshes drachim, okim shishnei drachim is parshim, shum shim and a gamlo, nemolo gedoilo. Dori midi, shetoyin klum, it's carrying something. Lishkelei, lishum shemana. You take this ant, the gufsa de nechoshe, kmin konish on nechoshes. Listamaya be'evro, yistoim piya be'ei forest. You cover it with lead. Gushpanke chaysome seals. V'lav davke shitin nok, you only need 60. V'lav davke chaysome shel tzure. Elastimes habe, different types of seals. Zu al zu, shave, a seal of wax, aloi feres, vishuv zefes, and then you put a seal of pitch, vishuv tit, you don't need too many. Ulevar zule. He should shake it. Yinanenu. He should shake up now this copper pipe. Velidre. And he should carry it. Velay molay. Then he should have a whole shmooz. That means the ant is by now very much shaken up. So he'll agree with anything now. He sealed it. Velay molay. To unach alay. To noy aloch. When you're carrying, I'm asking, to carry, and when I'm carrying, you'll carry a deal. That is the lachash. You can't commit yourself. The dilma in ishashkere, maybe, this is the second time. So here's very amachle from another person. The dilma in ishashkere b'ifsig bay. It's a mamela here's now, you're saying whatever you're carrying, I'll take over. So maybe you'll take over a machle that this the mole had. Alalei mole, we have to make a better deal. To noi, to noch aloch. He's masking for everything. That whatever you're carrying, whatever I'm carrying, take it completely. The Eloi. That's if he can accomplish this. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, alalei mole, lishum shemona, to noch aloch. Masha yisa noi say, esa enu. Utunoi, hacheli shali. Is the male, that's alecho. Inish, ashkrei v'ifsig bei, cheli keze, sheze oise. Chiyom alei, tunach alei, ze cheli shal chaveiroi. So the male, so you have to say a different lachash. V'iloi. What if he can't do this? He can't go to what we call the proshes drochim, or the trefnish kein grois in the mole. Lishkel kuze chadete. So he takes a new pitcher, the laser le nara. The lema le nara nara oisvan kuze de mai le uche de iklili. Lend me some water, because I'm going on a derech. La hader sheiv zimne al reishe. Then he should be mahader the kuzo 7 times around his head. L'shadyen l'achoyrei, v'lei melei, nara, nara, shkel, maya, d'yobesli, d'ulche, d'iklali, b'yoyma ose, b'yoyma ozel. The derech I was supposed to go on, shegigang, shem, tzrige kumen. Zot Rashi, yeah, tkuze chadetek, licheres, kot, mchodesh. Ois von halveni. Ladri zain zimne, yareshe, yekifenus, vivois, roishe. Omar Rav Hune, Le'eshto tilse. So before we have a fever, the chad yoyme, so Rashi said, bas yoyme, it came shachastoi b'chol yoyme. La'eshte tilse shachefes shlishes sheba mi gimel yomim le gimel yomim. It seems there's a cycle. Laisi shive siloi. He should bring siloi. Rashi says anofim ktanim. Seven branches. Mishiva dikli from seven palm trees. Veshiva tzivi. Shiva tzivi. Rashi says ksamim, small pieces of wood. Chatiches ktane. Mishiva kshuri. Kshuri kairis from seven boards. Veshiva sichi, seven pegs. Mishiva kshuri from seven bridges. Veshiva ktimi and seven coals. Mishiva tanuri from seven ovens. Veshiva afri and seven, should take some dirt off of, Mishiva sanri. So what does Rashi explain? Sanri, tziner hadeles. The tziner, the pipe, the chul hadeles, chul ras koifesh tzir hadeles seiver boy. The door used to swivel. There used to be like a long iron that used to go into a hole, and the door used to be attached to this iron. That was the hinge, and used to swivel on this hinge. So it seems that I think there was dirt in this tziner. V'shiva kufri mishiva arbi, and kufri is zefesh azayv simasvinis. So you take off Shiva Kufri, pitch from seven ships. Beshiva Boini Kamoini. So Rashi has here two pshatim. Beshiva, so the first pshat was Beshiva Mini Kamoino. Garini Kmoin. Garinim. Lishnachini Boini Kmoin Garsinin Mole Egreif. A fistful of Garini Kmoin. Veshiva bini in seven hairs midikna de kalbasov from an old dog, from the beard of an old dog. Ulitzairinu bachalola de veitzavor, and this should all be put in this mokim that is in the cholol, in the indentation underneath the gorin. Benira balka, again, with the threads that are made out of hairs of a behemoth. Zogt Rashi, Veshiva bine midikna de kalbe sove, shiva nime mizokin, mizakan kelev zokin. Zogt Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, le'eshte tzmirte. This was a chayli that was much more serious, it seems. Chayli shemechamemes v'kaidaches es aguf. Morim Psochim says, Eshte tzmirtek, Eshte kesakante damye. Lishkel sakine de kula pausele. One takes a knife, that is, seems there's no hand, that the handle is also ein. Veleza lahecha de ike vardine. And he goes to a place where there is a snare, a bush. Velikater bay, and he ties around it, nira barke. It ties around this bush near a balke. Yay mekame lechik bei pulte. The first day, he makes one notch in this, he ties around the bush, he makes one notch in the bush, the indentation, vileima. Vayera malach Hashem eilo. Lamocha lechik bei pulte. Vileima vayema moisha surano ve'ere. Lamocha lechik bei pulte vileima vayar Hashem kiso liris. He should say that also. Because it seems that this parsha was mesugal, that the snare is burning, vasnei nenu ukal. So we see a nest that there could be an eish min hashamayim, the Mefoshim bring this a gemore, that fever is much more chomor than an eish. This is an eish min hashamayim. So, but we see this snare was a nenu ukal. So this parsha, the psukim of these parshas seems a mesugal refue that the eish should not be poil on him. Is memele, so the master says he should zichr come to say this pasuk also. Amal ravach b'rei d'rav l'ravashi v'leim v'yem artikav v'leim e'lo. L'yem makam o'leim v'yera malach Hashem e'lo v'yem ha'moish l'moch l'yem v'yera v'yar Hashem kisa liris. L'moch v'yem artikav v'leim. Chi posek lei, when he finished, Litzei, he should bend down the snare, the lifsake, and cut off the snare. V'lei mahochi. Hasne, hasne. Lav mishum de geviyah mikol iloni asher kodesh boruch shechintei aloch. The reason the Rabbeinu Rishon was mashne shechinosi aloch is not because you're from the tallest of the trees. Elo mishum de maiches. Mikol iloni ashi kutsche bricha shchinta loch. Kutsche the lowest. Chi heichi de chamisei shosa lechananye. Chi chamisei shosa lechananye misho vazai verikis min kadamoy. Just like the eish ran away from Chananye. Kein tachminei eishosa leploini, par ploinis, mentions his name. Te orek mikodamoy. Zot Rashi. Vayimem oishim shim seifem adu ala yivar asne kiso she yosu hachili al tikrav haloim shlo yikrav ze hachili eilov lisei ve lifsekei somach lekarka lisei se yashpil, we should bend it down de maichish ato shveilo chmisei shosu sharisa ha'esh. So that is the lachat that he should say.